This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Forecasters are warning of heavy rains for southern China over the next 24 hours. Heavy rainfall warnings are in effect. Heavy rains hitting the provinces of Guangxi, Guangdong, Fujian, Hainan, and Guizhou. Rainstorms have already been causing flooding and mudslides in Sichuan and Yunnan. Power and water supplies in those provinces have been cut off in certain areas by heavy rains. Chinese authorities holding several people in custody for alleged stock market violations. One of them is Wang Xiaolu, a journalist with Chinese business publication Zaijing Magazine. He's been placed under criminal compulsory measures for allegedly spreading fake information on the securities and futures market. Liu Shufan, an official with the China Securities Regulatory Commission, also being held on allegations of insider trading, bribery, and forging official seals. Authorities also holding four senior executives with CITIC Securities for suspected insider trading. At the same time, Chinese authorities have also leveled punishments on nearly 200 people for spreading rumors about the stock market, the explosions in Tianjin, and the upcoming commemorations of the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Lockup shares worth around 44 billion yuan, or around 7 billion U.S. dollars, becoming tradable in the Chinese stock markets this week. Nearly 3 billion shares from 15 different companies set to be unlocked in both Shanghai and Shenzhen. Under Chinese market rules, major shareholders of non-tradable stocks are subject to 1 or 2 years of lockup before they are permitted to trade. Avic Capital is going to see non-tradable shares worth around 25 billion yuan become tradable in Shanghai today. This comes on the heels of the Chinese markets undergoing a roller coaster ride this past week. Cambodian police have arrested 22 Chinese nationals in connection with a telecom scam being operated out of the country. Police have seized a number of telephones, computers, and other electronic materials as part of the raid. Suspects were using overseas servers to make phone calls, which makes it more difficult for Chinese police to trace them. They would call their victims in China, claiming to be court or police officials, saying the victims' bank accounts would then be breached so that they would have to transfer money to a separate safe account. This isn't the first telecom scam involving Chinese suspects in Cambodia. Schools in Tianjin's Binhainu area, the district where this month's deadly explosions took place, are opening today for the autumn semester on time. The district government says restoration work on the schools damaged in the August 12th blasts now complete. A total of 16 schools were damaged in the massive explosions. Meantime, the official death toll from the explosions being shifted up to 150, 23 others still listed as missing. Massive protests have taken place in Tokyo this weekend, with opposition parties protesting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's new defense policies. An estimated 120,000 gathered outside the parliament this weekend, demanding lawmakers scrap plans to amend the constitution to allow for an offensive military force. A protest organizer says she believes there are dangerous trends emerging in Japanese politics. A series of bills, which will allow Japan's armed forces to fight overseas, now being reviewed by the upper chamber of the Japanese parliament. They are expected to pass before the current parliamentary session ends on September 27th. Thai police widening their search for more suspects following the arrest of a man in connection with this month's bombing in Bangkok. A spokesperson for the Thai police force says they remain convinced the bombing part of a larger conspiracy. Few details of the suspect currently being held in military custody are being made available. Thai authorities have not revealed whether the suspect is a foreign national or not. Police in Thailand have been insisting the suspect, who placed a bomb at the Erawan Shrine in downtown Bangkok, is a foreign national. The explosion 2 weeks ago, killing 20 and injuring over 120 others, 7 of the dead, Chinese nationals. The UK government has announced plans to spend more than £500 million to beef up its bases for its fleet of nuclear submarines. Most of the bases are located in Scotland. The £500 million are going to be spent on shiplifts, seawalls, and jetties. It's been confirmed the project will start in 2017. Oliver Sacks, one of the world's best-known neurologists, has died. He has died after a battle with cancer. Oliver Sacks was 82. He shot to fame with his book Awakenings in 1973, which chronicles his work with victims of encephalitis lethargica, or sleeping sickness. A film starring Robin Williams and Robert De Niro about his experiences was nominated for Academy Awards in 1990. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.